Hi guys, happy new year. I'm excited. It's 2020 and I'm coming at you to say I hope 2020 is all of our best years yet. You know all my videos are full of motivation, inspiration, thinking about goals, planning our new lives. So this is not gonna be too different from that. I'm just coming at you in the new year and I wanted to say, let's start thinking about what we want 2020 to be about. What is our theme for the year? What are all the goals we wanna set? You know, I've done videos in the past on, you know, in the new year about how people put down New Year's resolutions and poo-poo them, and I know that's the time we're living in. People are like, oh, that's just silly. I'm making a change forever. It's not just for the new year, all that. But I don't understand why you wouldn't want to think about what you want for this new year. Like, you don't have to call it a New Year's resolution if that makes you nervous. I think that sometimes makes people a little like, ooh, it's not a resolution because then I won't keep going. But hopefully with successful New Year's resolutions, you do keep going through the year to the next year. So what I'm thinking about is just focus. You don't need to call it a New Year's resolution. I do, just why not? I keep it basic, you know, but you can call it whatever you want, what your focus is for the year, what your goals are for the year. Of course, I like to go back and think about all my greatest accomplishments and amazing times I had the year before. Just be thankful for that, not like, ugh, last year was awful, because a lot of people are all about that on Facebook. I hated 2019, I can't wait for 2020. I have talked about this in depth in past New Year's videos, so go back and check those out. You don't have to hate last year to feel like you wanna make improvements and be better this year. You know, 2019, it could have been challenging for lots of us looking back on it, for sure. But that doesn't mean you have to hate it and just want it to be over and just not learn from it. We wanna think about, why was it so challenging? And what did we learn through all those challenges? I mean, that's the most important thing. Think about the really challenging things last year. What had you kinda like, ugh? And think about what you learned from it. How did you deal with it? Have you moved on from it yet? Have you overcome that obstacle? If you haven't, we need to start working on that so that next year you're not like, oh, 2020 sucked. You know, it didn't have to suck for you to want to move on and make changes in the new year. So the new year is an amazing time. It's a sparkling new slate for you to just put all your dreams onto it. So start thinking about what your dreams and goals are for this year and for life in general. I mean, this can be the start of something. I'm still formulating my plans, so I'm not coming out with my whole goals and what happened last year video yet. I'm still taking my time to just kind of really think about everything. I have in mind many, many things I want to work on this year. A lot of fitness and health, just upping my game there, a lot of professional career things, a lot of family and relationship things. There's so many things, and I will be outlining them in a lot more detail in a future video, maybe next week or something like that. I'll also, of course, do my year in review, what I learned, what I loved, what was difficult but I overcame last year. I'm gonna do a video on that. I do it every year. The things I'm most proud of from the year before. Even if you think you can't think of anything off the top of your head, sit down, look at your Facebook, look at your Instagram, think about all the amazing things you did last year, because we all did amazing things last year, I can guarantee. Think about it. What was it? Did you run a marathon? It doesn't have to be something like that though. It could be like, you know, you got through the first year of having a new child, or, you know, you carved out a little extra me time every day for yourself, or you learned to cook something new. Just think about it. It doesn't have to be the conventional things like running a marathon, doing a fitness competition, all those things that people think, you know, getting married, having a child. Think about the things around those things. Like, what did you do? Did you train for half a year for that marathon? Were you consistent in your runs and you started out running 2 minutes and ended up running 2 hours. I mean, think about those things, the progress you made, all those amazing, you know, achievements. And it doesn't have to be, you might not have done the end achievement yet, but you've been working towards something. Think about all those things. Think about the good times you had with your friends and family. It's priceless. Think about all of that. Anyways, I'm rambling. So happy new year, guys. Start thinking about what you're thankful for, what you learned in 2019. Start thinking about where you want to go further in 2020. I mean, it's a fresh new start. It's great to just, you know, use that to your advantage. Don't poo-poo the idea of having New Year's goals and plans. I mean, I think it's amazing. And yes, we want them to last all year, for sure. But, you know, why not start now with some thoughts? And they might be things you've been working on for years, but you want to reinvigorate those plans and thoughts. So let me know what your biggest, you know, give me three. What are your biggest goals for 2020? I guess mine would be fitness and health, just really working out every day, eating healthy every day, losing a few pounds, getting a little tighter. That's number one for sure. Number two would be finishing my book. I'm working on another book. If you haven't read my other book, I've written one book. It's called Loving Yourself Fit. Definitely check that out if you haven't already. It's all about loving yourself into fitness. Coming at it from a place of love rather than a place of hate. And that's the way you're going to make lasting changes, right? So check out my first book, Loving Yourself Fit. I'm working on a second book. That'll be a surprise. I'm working on that. That's my number two priority for this year. And number three, oh, there's so many things. It's a tie up between things. So let me think about that. I'll formulate that and I'll let you guys know. So keep me posted on all your exciting 2020 goals. Happy New Year, guys. If you're interested in doing a body transformation, I do have an online 6-week body transformation coming up this Monday, January 6th. So if you want in on that, you can be anywhere in the world and I will coach you through a 6-week body transformation where you can lose weight, gain muscle, tone up, get healthy, feel great, have all the energy you want. You know, check that out. I'll link it up below. And until I do another fun New Year's video with all my ideas and what I'm gonna be working on, have a great start of the new year here, guys, and we'll talk soon. Let me know what your goals are, what your ramblings are about 2020. I can't wait to hear everyone's plans. And we'll talk soon, guys.